First reading from God's holy word is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1.
Russ had asked a couple of weeks ago, he said he didn't have any preference as to what Old Testament book we can read. He said, if you have a preference, that would be fine. And I blurted out immediately, Isaiah is probably one of my favorite of the Old Testament books. So I chose the book of Isaiah, and I think every time I read the book of Isaiah, I always liken it to the situation that's in the world today. And I see that there's a similarity many times, a parallel between the two. Isaiah, the great prophet that he was often quoted. In fact, 20 books in the New Testament is quoted either directly or indirectly from the book of Isaiah. So he was a very popular prophet. He spoke concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, his coming, and so forth. And the situation lies here is Judah and Jerusalem were the places where God's people, the Jewish church and the Jewish people, lived there in Jerusalem. And it was from here where God's name and glory was to be spread. I think of that as being America today. America 200 and some years ago, when God sent the pilgrims and that over to America, it was for the spreading of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And earlier in our history, we did a very good job of spreading the word, sending missionaries all over the world and that, but we see that they had a very ungodly king, King Ahaz, and their sin. And their sin was ungratefulness and ingratitude. The root of all sin, I believe, falls under this category. It falls under ungratefulness to God. Whenever I sin, or whenever anybody sins, I believe the root of it is in ungratefulness to God. Let us hear the word of the Lord then. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupters, they have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger, and they are fallen away. Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is a soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they have not been closed or healed, neither bound up, neither softened with oil. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is destitute, desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And my daughter Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left us as a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you roars of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of burnt offerings, of rams and fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Speak judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. God has laid out all these things that they have done. Now listen to what he says. He said, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they should be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured or destroyed with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. How has the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness, lodged in it. But now murderers. Thy princes are rebellious. And the companies of thieves, everyone loveth gifts and followeth after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore saith the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of mine adversaries and avenge me of mine enemies. And I will turn my hand upon thee and purify or thoroughly waste away thy dross and take away all thy sin. And I will restore thy judges as at the first and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment and her converts with righteousness. And the destruction of the transgressors and the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake the Lord shall be destroyed or consumed. For you shall be ashamed of the yokes which you have received, and you shall be confounded for the gardens that you have chosen. For you shall be as an oak whose leaf dries and fadeth, and as a garden that hath no water. And the strong shall be as tow, and the maker of it as a spark. And they shall both be burned together, and none shall quench them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.